thank you for tuning in to Ask the Pharmacist with Joe DiMatteo. Joe is a pharmacist, naturopath, and board certified in clinical nutrition. We are here to impact your health and change your life. My name is Joe DiMatteo Jr., and it is my honor to introduce my father, Dr. Joe DiMatteo. I want to live with a bandit. Give you all that I am. Every part of my heart, Jesus, I place in your hands. I want to live with a bandit.
Well, welcome to another day in our little neighborhood here. Thanks for tuning in to Channel 131 XM Sirius, the Family Talk channel. You've tuned into the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. Joe DiMatteo live in studio with you. What are we all about? What am I all about? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. Pharmacist, homeopath, a clinical nutritionist, and a naturopath. Kind of a mixture, a blend, have a background in obviously very traditional medicine and pharmacology and healthcare, and was a pharmacist for years and began to pursue more integrative, more natural approaches and more education in this regard. Why? Because I desired it myself personally. I began to make changes about 20 years ago myself personally, made changes in my family's life, and we began to see there was a great need from folks like yourself, and started doing a radio broadcast years ago here locally in Pittsburgh, and the calls would immediately jump to what about this and what about this natural product and what about, and I knew that folks wanted more, and you need your physician, and at times you certainly need your medication, certainly. But this is all about helping you decipher what you can do integratively, naturally, what is truthful, what makes sense, what's worthless, what's hype, what's hyperbole, and we attempt to disseminate that information for you here, such as, for example, a simple little tip for the day. A wonderful tip, if you're a gal and you are approaching menopause, maybe you're in your 40s, late 40s maybe you're perimenopausal, maybe you've just come upon the change of life and loss of cycles and periods, a very simple tip for you, one tip that could save your life, extend your life, exercise, cancer epidemiology and biomarkers, back in August of 2014, released a simple study. They followed postmenopausal women for a four-year span, and those that had undertaken regular physical activity 4 hours a week. Now, mind you, we're not talking, 12, 14 hours a week. We're not talking 2 hours a day. We're talking 4 hours a week. Brisk, aggressive walking. Do you know that their risk of invasive breast cancers compared with those that did not exercise was dramatically reduced? 30 minutes a day, 4 hours a week, very aggressive exercise, walking exercise, a minimum decrease in just a four-year span of 10% of invasive breast cancers. Now, you might think and say, well, I don't, understand how that could be, just something as simple as walking. No, you see, it's not just about that. That's one component. But the next component would be, then what do I consume? What do I eat? Are you doing more locally grown and or your own grown vegetables? Or are you at least attempting to buy some organic vegetables wherever and whenever, and maybe some organic fruits, again, or growing your own, or buy local farming? Are you attempting to use free-range meats and so on versus, chemical and hormone, antibiotic field? I mean, the list goes on. And we have a whole breast cancer support and breast health support protocol. It's very simple. Increase your fiber. Food sources of fiber, oatmeal, figs, steel cut oats specifically, ground flax. I mean, there's some fundamental tips. Cut back on your sugar. If you're overweight, let's lose a few pounds. If we can just get you to cut back on the volume of food that you consume, you'll reduce your insulin resistance. And when you reduce your insulin resistance, you reduce the incidence and the significant links to breast cancer. So from a breast health standpoint, do you consume enough iodine? Iodine is important, by the way, for breast health, breast cancer, fibrocystic breast disease. Do you suffer from constipation? Do you have a long history of antibiotics? Do you know that a woman that's had 25 or more antibiotics in the course of her lifetime doesn't replete the good bacteria, probiotics, in her gut? She has a twofold increased risk of breast cancer by that one simple factor. So breast health. So you look at that, you say, well, 10% exercise, big deal. Oh, my goodness. 10% is huge in this arena. Invasive breast cancers, but we're talking where it's gone outside of a capsulated area. It has become infiltrative. It's moved. It's got tentacles. Now, you combine that with lifestyle and adequate sleep and good gastrointestinal health and weight loss, and you know, you put six or seven sides of this together, and you have a protocol. And now you reduce your incidence maybe 30-40%. Now, where would I draw those numbers? Off the top of my head? I don't work off the top of my head. I work from scientific information, which you hear me talk about. That one I just quoted to you was Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention. It actually was in the Journal of the American Cancer Research Journal. I didn't pull this out of the sky. What I speak to you from, and I hate to say it because I don't want it just to be that because it's scientific, it validates it. Some things are not necessarily out of the scientific arena. It doesn't mean that it's still not valid. Okay, but see that there are direct links. 800-281-8255. I'm going to go to Bob, and there's another call coming in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to read to you today just a quick psalm, and then I'm going to want you to think about some of the words in here. And there's going to be specific words I want you to think about. And the psalm is Psalm 9, and it starts in verse 7. It says, "The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne." He's established his throne for judgment. So there's a couple key words. Forever. I want you to think about forever. I want you to think about judgment. Now, what's that all about? He rules the world in righteousness. We're going to think about that word. He judges the peoples with equity. And then this is where I focused on, because I have a number of friends and acquaintances and colleagues that are battling major life, health, family issues. And I feel recently that I've been on the end of having them hugely on my heart, literally daily, and especially in the morning when I'm praying and reading so through the scripture. And I feel like this has been a word for many of these folks. It says here, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, and he is a stronghold in times of trouble." So I want you to think about the words refuge, stronghold, and now watch this. "And those who know your name trust in you, for you, the Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." And then I'm going to read to you Proverbs 18:10, "And the name of the Lord is a strong tower." So some key words: strong tower, stronghold, refuge. In particular, I want to focus on those today. And when we come back, we're going to see what does it mean to be in his shelter? What does it mean to be under his refuge? Did you ever think to just look up and see what the meaning of a high tower meant in biblical days? It was a huge building. It was a round building or square. It was raised with considerable elevation. Many times it was several stories high, and many times they were right outside the city gates. In other words, or the walled cities. In that day, the way for you to protect yourself was to have a walled city, so that at the end of the day, they closed up kind of the door, so to speak. No one could get in, and they had watchtowers. strong towers. Now, what was this about? These things were feet and feet thick. I'm not even sure how they built them in those days. Feet, some of them are guesstimated to be 12 feet thick. So who was going to get through there? Nobody. They were 3 and 4 stories high. What enemy could get there? Some of them believed to be as much as 60 feet high. They were used as a fortress, as a citadel, right? Impenetrable. They were used to spy out the enemy so that you could see and that your enemy did not have access to you and you could see him at a distance. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it. You think of running to this in a human sense into this strong tower, a period and a place of protection. You could see your enemy. God is there with you. Sometimes we have to start thinking in these very literal terms. It's an awesome, awesome concept. 800-281-8255. Let's go to Bob. Has some questions here from Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on. How can I help you today?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call, man. I got to run something by you here real quick.
Sure.
A while ago, I started having some sleep issues, so I went to the doctor, and long and short of it, they did some blood work. They found that my vitamin D levels were low and my vitamin B12 levels were low.
Okay. Good.
So I bought your product because I think you guys provide probably one of the better supplements out there that I've found in terms of it and its impact on me with your fish oil and your vitamin C and stuff. It just seems
awesome. We feel that way as well. It's interesting to hear your perspective. That's exactly the way we feel. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was taking fish oil for a long time to a mail order company, and it just wasn't doing anything for me, and I got on yours, and certainly noticed the difference.
Awesome.
Another story altogether. But anyhow, I'm still having some sleep issues, Joe, and so okay. I decided that maybe what I would start to take would be some melatonin along with your adrenal scent essentials, because I exercise a lot, and I know you've talked at great length about the fact that your cortisol levels stay elevated. Sometimes that can impact your sleep issues.
Yes.
And your sleep patterns.
Yes.
It's not like I don't sleep at all. It's like I go for about 4 hours, and then I wake up, and then I'm just kind of like laying there restful but not really, you know, in a deep, deep sleep. So
okay.
My question to you is, am I doing the right things? Do you recommend the melatonin? Because I know if I take the B12, that helps produce the melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, with the adrenal essentials and the melatonin, as of late, I have been sleeping a little bit better and a little bit more consistently in terms of like getting into 5 and 6 hours, but it's still fairly inconsistent. So just want to make sure I'm not doing too much or mixing
sure.
the wrong supplements and
sure.
get your feedback on.
Great questions. First of all, it's great that your doc, they ran some labs to evaluate some basic nutrients and hormone precursors. Number two, the 4 hours of sleep and then you're kind of laying there restfully, but not really in a sleep. That's not a good thing. That's clearly not allowing you to get to REM sleep with any consistency, because that's where you're repairing. So if you've moved it out to 5 or 6, that's a step in the right direction. The adrenal product is probably, the adrenal essentials are helping you because they're helping to tone down some of maybe the excessive adrenal output, and that's what that will do. I would say if you're doing the melatonin and it seems to be helping a little bit, you might want to continue to give that maybe another month or so. But I don't like having folks go long periods of time without sleep or efficiency of sleep. I'm big on the basics, and the basics are, how stressful is your day? Are there a lot of things that are going on in your mind? Is your mind ruminating? Is your brain racing? And how we turn that off becomes a real key issue. I would then say what you think about is just going to maybe one of the sleep essentials, even if you do one about an hour before bed, because it's got L5-HTP, which will convert to serotonin. Now, here's the key. Serotonin then converts to, believe it or not, melatonin. So if there's any deficiency in your serotonin situation, it's very difficult for you to convert that key compound, key brain calming agent, over to melatonin. So you see how they tie together. So if I can build up your precursor a little bit, maybe I can get you to convert it a little bit better. And it has a form of GABA, an absorbable form of GABA that has a calming effect with a little dab of melatonin. Sorry I interrupted you, but that's kind of how I would start thinking of this. You're on the right track. I think maybe you just up the ante just a little bit.
Okay, so you're saying eliminate the adrenal essentials, stick with the melatonin and then maybe add in the sleep essential?
Yes.
Give the melatonin a little bit more time before I go on the sleep.
I would say my first thoughts are melatonin adrenal essentials for a few more weeks. But then, as I said, I don't like to have folks like let this go on and on and on. And at that point in time, if you still like feel like you're still not getting to maybe 6 or 7 hours of some good sleep, then all bets are off. Stay with the melatonin, add the sleep essentials. Maybe you don't have to stop the adrenal essentials, but maybe you can cut back a little bit. Because what's probably happening, who knows, work, life, stress, you know, you're not turning the brain off. You know, it's in high gear. You're not turning it off. And that little combination of nutrients in there often has the ability to help you turn off and quiet down the brain so that you can get some sleep. I use them every night. They help me. I use one, with a Cabin Ace every night. I feel like I don't need two of the sleep essentials. I use one of those, one of the Cabin Ace. And yeah, same thing. You know, my brain's working all day here. I'm here 6 days a week and we do radio shows. We do live streams. I do other radio shows. So it is, your brain just doesn't stop consults and, you're stressed and you feel a heavy demand and folks need answers. And so sometimes that brain is working and I go to bed. I need to sleep because I need to repair because I need to be able to be here the next day. So I wouldn't hesitate to use the sleep essentials.
Okay, buddy.
All right. God bless you, man. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you. God bless you, Joe.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. You as well. 800-281-8255. Hey. If you're thinking about your metabolism and you're trying to improve your metabolism, just a couple of quick pointers, just some things to think about. Don't starve yourself. Okay, don't starve. When you starve, you slow down your metabolic rate. You put your body in neutral. Number two, don't get hung up on low-calorie types of foods and low-calorie diets. Eat more whole foods, more live foods. Eliminate processed, prepackaged foods and drive-through foods. Don't just start counting, per se, the calories. Eat more real foods. Be careful of the intake of the amount of sugars, flours, simple carbohydrates that you're taking in. They're a huge problem. And fourthly, just think about a little more physical activity. We opened the show with a simple, minimalist approach, 4 hours a week for women to exercise, even just brisk walking, it drops your risk of invasive breast cancer. That's huge. Combine it with some good things, lose a couple pounds, and some of the other aspects we talked about before. Breast health issues improve, but not only that, just think about the ABCs of metabolism. This, a lot of this is very, very fundamental. It doesn't have to be complicated. Let's go to Darcy calling in here in Pennsylvania. Darcy, you're on. How can I help you?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I had called you Wednesday about my daughter's pregnancy with a low amniotic fluid levels.
Yes.
And we had our consult yesterday at McGee.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you know what happened.
Yes.
The sonogram showed normal amniotic fluid level. But she is I know, that was awesome.
Awesome.
And the baby's structurally good.
Awesome.
The only thing is, she has got a restricted flow from her uterine artery, so she's got a very small placenta, a very small umbilical, and a very small baby.
Okay.
Already.
Okay.
She's gestational age. She'll be 22 weeks Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby's only measuring at 18 right now.
Okay. Okay. Boy, oh boy. Okay.
I know. I wanted to update you
yep.
as to what happened, and thank you for prayers.
Yes.
Yes. They will need to continue. I think they're going to take the baby as soon as they can.
Yes, I would think so. And the issue is if she's got poor blood flow issues, and it's restricted, that's going to create, you just can't get enough nutrients in there. You can't get enough of the basics of what you need.
Right.
You know.
They did suggest a low dose aspirin.
Yeah.
Maybe thin the blood a little bit.
Yeah.
And her vitamin D levels are a bit low.
Okay.
With that hurt her at all?
Oh my gosh, she needs to be on vitamin D. I mean, the literature absolutely, pregnancy up to 4,000 units a day documented, medical studies. You forget that 500 unit thing and forget that even 1,000 unit. And if she's low, oh my goodness, you get her on a couple thousand units a day. And I think you should still call off air and talk to Terry, leave a note. I still have some thoughts because they talk about an aspirin. I'd like to even think about some more natural ways to create, if you will, some more slickery blood so that at least if you have a restriction as far as, let's just say a passageway, but if we can still somehow enhance and maybe raise nitric oxide, if we can increase blood flow and she could keep that baby as long as she possibly can, all of that would be to the good. So I think there's some more sophisticated ways than just doing aspirin. But praise God, you've at least got good news up until here, but you still have some complications, certainly.
Yeah.
You call the off-air number, leave a message for Terry.
What's that number again, Joe?
It's 888-865-9595.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
And your daughter.
Thank you, Joe.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. 800-281-8255. When you read the scripture, do you ever really just look up some of the words and see what some of those words mean? I opened the show talking about a strong tower, a high tower, a refuge, a shelter. And so in a few moments after the break, I'm going to go back to the phones and we're going to come back and talk about that. Remember, when in the Word of God, when God uses words, they're not there to impress. It's living. It's active. They're alive. They are there to change us, to change our hearts, to change who we are, and to move us more into His image. But it is important many times to see the specific words that are used. They have incredible meaning. Don't just look at them there, understand and get a depth of those words. So later in the broadcast, we're going to cover what we perceive as just a simple worshipful psalm and how many times we are encouraged to know that He's a refuge, that He is a stronghold, and those that trust in Him, He will not forsake. Those that trust in Him, those that seek Him, He'll not forsake. And the word refuge and high tower and shelter come up time and time again. It's there for a reason. We'll give you some specifics a little later. Let's go to Jack up in New York. Jack, you're on. How can I help you?
Yeah, Joe, I spoke to you once before. It's great to hear somebody like you that's a Christian pharmacist and nutritionist on the radio.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a syndrome called pelvic floor disorder?
I have, and usually or a lot of times we'll see that more in females. But you're experiencing some issues, so that's what they've diagnosed you with?
Yeah, about a year ago, when I went to the doctor, I'm up in age, I'm 69.
Okay.
A year ago, I felt my prostate was enlarged.
Yeah.
I could feel it. And I went to the doctor, and he said, "You don't have an enlarged prostate." He goes, "You got pelvic floor dysfunction."
Okay.
And they wanted to put me on an antitrypsin, some kind of antidepressant on a low dose.
Right. Well, look, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to go to a break. I'm going to get you when I come back from the break. Folks, stay with us. We're going to go to break. I'll be back in just about 3 or 4 minutes. Stay with us.
People come in with health concerns, and we try to address those at the root cause.
A specialist in functional integrative medicine, nurse practitioner Joyce Gibb, has conducted over 3,000 consultations with pharmacist, mentor, and friend Joe DiMatteo.
I actually got my nurse practitioner in family practice, and I've always wanted to practice getting to the root cause, because in family practice, I felt like I was giving a pill for the ill. It's always pharmaceutical-based. You really didn't get to the main problem that caused the symptom. Just an example, if you have heartburn, there's many reasons for acid reflux or heartburn. And some of those reasons can be not enough hydrochloric acid, where traditional medicine blocks that. And as we age, our body typically doesn't even make enough as it should to break down our food. A lot of people want to get off their proton pump inhibitors, and we had a little protocol to wean that very slowly so they don't have rebound heartburn.
Call for a consultation today, 888-865-9595, or visit AskJoeD.com.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoeD.com.
The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget, make annual checkups, and pray for a happy and healthy home. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist knows how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. That's why he hosts a daily call-in show dedicated to helping you achieve greater physical and spiritual health. Trying to keep you and your family healthy can be frustrating. As a certified pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, and naturopathic doctor, Joe specializes in bridging the gap between conventional and alternative medicines. Joe examines the most recent headlines and scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is hype and what is really important. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, Joe DiMatteo strives to bring your health into a spiritual focus. He begins each show with prayer and reflection, asking for good health and happiness for you and their listeners all across America. Tune in, listen, learn, and live healthy with Ask the Pharmacist.
Considering a probiotic? Just remember that what's on the bottle isn't necessarily what's in it. This is Joe DiMatteo, and like you, my family's health is extremely important to me, and I won't give them just anything. Many probiotics are not shelf stable. They deteriorate in the warehouse and in shipping, so what's on the box is no longer in the product by the time it gets to you. That's why I develop Probiotic Essentials, so I can rest assured my family is getting the full dose of high-quality strains their bodies need. In fact, we regularly send our probiotic essentials from our store shelves to an independent lab to verify the quality and potency of our product. Yeah, we're a little crazy about quality control, but you know what? That's okay with me. Knowing that your family and mine are getting nothing but the highest quality probiotics possible makes it the kind of crazy I can live with. Learn more about our probiotic essentials as well as other supplements at AskJoeD.com. The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget. You make annual checkups. You pray for a happy and healthy home. Here on the Ask the Pharmacist show, I know how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. As a registered pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist, and naturopath, it's my goal to help bridge the gap between conventional and alternative naturopathic medicine. Every day, I'm here to discuss the most recent headlines, scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is most important or hype. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, I strive to bring your health into a spiritual focus with a firm reliance on God and the promises found in His Word. It's my prayer for you and listeners all across America that you enjoy good health and happiness each and every day. Stay tuned, listen, learn, and live healthy. This is Joe DiMatteo. Ask the Pharmacist continues in a moment.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoeD.com.
Welcome back to America's Health Talk Hour. This is Joe DiMatteo of the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. If you're just joining us, you can reach us toll-free at 877-655-6755. That's toll-free, 877-655-6755, or at AskJoeDiMatteo.com. Let's get back to talking your health.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back. I'm going to talk to you about our women's probiotic and how this combination of the Reuteri strain and the specific form of the Lactobacillus species and strain. This is a product that is geared specifically to women's urogenital health. And when women in studies take this orally, now we're not talking about inserting vaginally, orally, believe it or not, it's been shown to reduce the incidence of bacterial vaginosis by up to almost 30%. It showed that within 14 days that women that were on these two strains reduced what was called the Nugent score by up to 2 grades. Now, what does that mean? That has to do with women that have a high disposition to chronic urinary tract infections. So if you can lower this Nugent score, you reduce the incidence or the recurrence of urinary tract infections. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. Why? What does it do? These two strains alter and change the acidity in the vaginal wall and in the internal workings, the urogenital area of women, making you less susceptible to bacterial vaginosis, less susceptible by lowering the pH on the vaginal wall, less susceptible to chronic yeast infections and even urinary tract infections. If you have a moment, go to the website, take a look at the women's probiotic essentials. And it's not to replace probiotic essentials. You can still use those. But as a woman and you're having issues or you have a history of issues, this is specifically for urogenital health. Take a look. Women's probiotic essentials or women's probiotic essential. Psalm 9 says in verse 7, the Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. You know, what's been going on and what we see happening with more killings and in the name of, I don't know what it is that we're doing, but this hideous, extreme thinking. And I tell you, it's not from God. I'm not real sure what God these folks are serving. It's not the God that I read in my Bible. And it says that his throne has been established forever for judgment. So you see, eventually their judgment will come. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Key word, seeking him. Never, the Bible is clear, never has forsaken those that seek him. Proverbs 18 says the name of the Lord. See, when you trust in his name, it implies intimacy. It implies knowledge of the Most High. It intimates relationship. You just don't know. See, even the devils, the demons knew that Jesus was the Son of God. It's all through the Gospels. It says, no, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It implies intimacy. When you know him, he's a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are protected. So before the program's out, I'm going to define for you strong tower, shelter, and refuge, because we all need it. We're not loners. We're not meant and built to be alone. We're meant to be connected to other believers. We're meant to be connected vertically to him. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jack back up in New York. Right. Jack, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
All right. Amen. Hey, I guess what I'm going to say,
I won't keep it long.
All right. You said that they want to try on some meds, and I have a feeling pelvic floor dysfunction, I don't know much about it. I just know that there's usually some type of spasmodic activity in the pelvic floor.
Exactly. Every muscle in your groin area, that was just so much pain because every muscle, it tightens up like a clamp.
Okay. Yeah.
And they diagnose you with prostatitis, but that can cause that condition.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sometimes folks, they can even have interstitial cystitis, which is an inflammation of the bladder wall. Some can even have constipation, an irritable bowel issues as well. So
I'm not having though.
All right. So, again, on which side of this, I'm not real sure. I do know this, that I think in medications, they may try things like amitriptyline or nortriptyline.
Exactly the one they want to try.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. The problem is dryness of mouth, constipation, sedation, tiredness, and I think effectiveness might be moderate. I believe you might be better off, believe it or not, pursuing physical therapists, physical therapy, in letting them teach you how to do relaxation techniques. I would call some physical therapists in your area. I would ask some very specific questions. Do they have some protocols? I really believe you go after this from that arena, and I think a good physical therapist would probably be able to help you more with learning how to help relax those muscles, even with some biofeedback.
Exactly. Okay.
That's kind of, I would go that route. I don't know that meds are the answer. I really don't.
I don't really, I hardly take any meds at all. And I try, actually, the last couple of days, I've been feeling a little better because I've been kind of like resting more and not.
Amen.
I did a lot of walking, but that seemed to irritate me more.
But I would think, but even if you sought some help here in how to manage and deal with the stress component, how to relax the musculature, maybe at that point in time, even if you talk to your physician, you might be able to use the medication, but maybe in a lot lower dose. It might be just enough, maybe between. Sometimes you see these areas, you do combination approaches, okay?
Yeah, it's 10 milligrams, so they said it's a very light dose.
It is. That is light. That is low. And again, and you might even be able to even go down to cutting that in half and going to 5 if I think you should pursue physical therapy. Just an opinion, all right?
Okay.
God bless you.
That's what I'm going to do.
God bless you, brother.
Joe, I really appreciate you, and the whole world's going to know that no matter what happens in this world, and you see everything that's going on, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Christ is Lord, no matter what they do.
That's exactly right, and we will see that.
I'm glad we got people like you on the radio.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You're a real blessing. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Blessings to you, and thank you for the kind words. Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate you calling in and your kindness. And what Jack just said there was exactly right. The Bible's very specific. You know, we have some crazy folks doing things in the name of, quote, their God, and they're killing innocent people, taking innocent lives. And I've really been reading through the Psalms. There's a lot in the Psalms about the innocent and the oppressed and those that have been disparaged and taken advantage of and hurt, that God will pay recompense. The full story has not been told. And there's a number of Psalms that allude to the fact, like, why, you know, God, where are you in the midst of these things? Where are you? And that's what a lot of people are even saying. Well, if God were really God, he would not allow this. No, God has given us our own free will. Evil is running rampant. But one day, as Jack said, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. That is coming. In the interim, it's people like you and I that need to continue to not only spread the gospel, but reach out to those in need, reach out to the hurting. And you and I need to continue to be the light on the lampstand that Jesus talked about. And he says, who of you lights a lamp? The light and the lamp being the Holy Spirit, or given the gifts of God, his presence, would then put it under the bed and put a shade on it. Would you not put it on the table to illumine the whole room? Would you not, you don't brag about your relationship, you don't, no, but you share as opportunities come. You illumine those in your path. Back to the phones to North Carolina with Shannon. Shannon, you're on. How can I help you?
Hi. I wanted to get your opinion, Joe, on something. When I was pregnant with my son, I developed gestational diabetes and sleep apnea, but I wasn't aware of the sleep apnea. After I had my son, I did the Atkins diet to try to lose the weight. So I went off all carbs, and I was just doing, you know, vegetables and cheese and meats. And I ended up getting a serious chemical imbalance and depression. And my doctor has, you know, I've been on antidepressants ever since. And my concern, one of my thoughts is, I wonder if the Atkins diet, because of the lack of carbohydrates, would have possibly spurred that chemical imbalance or exacerbated it if it was there already?
And there's no way to know for sure, but I would say to you, that's why I am very much not in favor of extremists from a diet standpoint. And I think that when we really restrict carbohydrates for extended periods of time, you'll lose weight. No question, you will lose weight. But the reason why I don't think it's healthy, because you first of all, you use amino acids to make serotonin, but you also need adequate carbohydrates for serotonin production. And the balance is, we can't sit down and eat a pound of pasta. We don't need a pound of pasta, but you can eat more complex carbs. You can eat carbohydrates that are more health promoting, and many even in vegetable sources, etc. But I don't like extreme dieting for that very fact. Often it's too front loaded with proteins, too much in the way of fats, often the wrong types of fats, not enough good fats. I don't think it would give somebody, quote, a chemical imbalance or, quote, depression. I think it could unmask if you had some underlying areas and be the tipping point. It's very, very possible, sure, absolutely.
So now I'm in the situation where I have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and of course they want me to, exclude as many carbs as possible. And that makes me concerned because I don't want to limit my body's ability to, develop serotonin properly.
Well, I think, and sometimes in a radio format, it's impossible to get to the depth of this. But what I would probably do, if we were to do a consultation, I'd have you give us 2 weeks of a diet diary, what you currently and regularly do. That's what I'd want to know.
Okay.
If you're checking blood sugars, we'd want to know what that is. I'd want to see your past labs, because I think there's a balance. Too often, many in the diabetes teaching world actually encourage, I believe, patients to eat too many carbs, which I'm not in agreement with. Then you have some on the other end of the extreme. I think it's to learn, first of all, what I need to burn. What is my burn rate? Am I exercising? Am I walking? And can I do things naturally with natural nutrients that improve my insulin sensitivity? If you've had gestational diabetes, that shows clearly to me insulin resistance. And so what is your magnesium levels? What are your vitamin D levels? And then can we use nutrients that contain things like berberine as an example, palmitoleic acid is another example, to improve insulin sensitivity to get you to burn better. So as you burn better, you become a more efficient burning machine. But I don't think it's just, I don't like to zero in on just one aspect. For example, just the amount of carbs or what I consume. See, I believe it's the whole picture. It's about how do I move? Do I exercise? And plus what I eat, what are the quality of what I eat, what's the volume of what I eat. So it's again, I used the word earlier, it's a protocol, it's a program, it's not just one aspect. Currently, do we have a weight issue? What is your current weight?
I am just under 5 feet, I'm 4'11¾", and I'm at 140, so I'm slightly more than I should be, but not
major. No. So then I would say to you, I'd want to start looking at chemistry and then your family history, because then you don't have to be horribly overweight to have characteristics of insulin resistance. They're induced by a lot of things, inflammation in the body, sometimes poor foods, and often, unfortunately, inflammation is produced by, in many cases, a lot of the vaccines or things that we're exposed to. And there's inflammation is linked more and more and more, systemic inflammation, to depression and mood disorders. So you kind of get a picture as to how this all starts to tie. So we would want to know what you're eating, how do we get you moving, what can we give you nutrient-wise that would help improve insulin sensitivity, lower the body's inflammation threshold, because it could help you neurologically with your chemical balance as well as with your blood sugar balance. So often it's like a tapestry. It really is. You connect dots in the body and in human physiology. That's kind of what we try to do. You start connecting dots because we're all interwoven. Spirit, soul, and body, and our chemistry is all tied together.
Would you have any suggestion because of the sleep apnea? Because I know that doesn't allow my body to de-stress properly. I get absolutely no REM sleep, and I wake up 38 times an hour.
Yeah.
Breathing,
well, so. And what I would say to you, look, you're not significantly overweight, and eventually I think you need to call the offer and number, set up a time. But what I would do is I would find a healthcare practitioner, a dentist in your area that maybe specializes to do an assessment. Do you have some structural issues? Do you have impediments that are triggering that? And I think that you were seeing that more and more and more. The epiglottis, folks have a narrowing of the airways. You should be assessed, because at 140 pounds, if God forbid you were 240 pounds at your height, that would be a weight issue. It's not a weight issue. Now I'm thinking it's a structural issue. I would definitely get assessed by a healthcare professional to see if your airways are somewhat obstructed. There's no way you can't have some level of obstruction and not be waking up 38 times in an hour. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Okay. It's almost once every minute. So, all right. God bless you. Thanks for your call. We'd love to try to help you. We certainly could try to do that. You call the off-air number. All right.
All right, Joe, you have a blessed day.
Thank you
for all your help.
Thank you. You're welcome. Same to you. Hey, that off-air number, 888-865-9595, 888-888-865-9595. Let's go to one more call here. Let's go to Scott in Indiana. Scott, you're up. How can I help you?
Yes, Joe, my 17-year-old son has been recently diagnosed with MS.
Hoy.
Yeah, he currently has two lesions on his brain. He had an attack about a year ago where the right side of his body was paralyzed, and that's when they found the first lesion. So it's not advanced. In fact, they wouldn't diagnose it as MS until he had a second lesion, mm-hmm. which we found at the end of August.
Okay.
So the doctor wants to put him on tetraflutamide.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously because he's young, and obviously because MS often wants to have a progressive nature to it. But did they do a spinal tap to see?
They did.
Yeah, was it confirmatory in the spinal tap, or they didn't feel there was a timing that was correct?
Yeah, the spinal tap said it had all the indicators, but with only one lesion.
Yeah. Okay.
The doctor was not willing to diagnose it at that.
Okay.
We did a follow up a year later, which was back in August, and that's when they found the second lesion. He's a very active. He's a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
Super healthy otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Totally hit him out of the blue. And now
hideous.
We're trying to figure out any recommendations you may have.
Yeah.
Or supplement.
I think with MS, and I would say to you that I don't know that there's a crystal clear way. I don't know that there's like one nutrient or whatever, but if you look today at all the levels, the rising levels of autoimmune disorders, because that's what this, what it falls into for folks that are listening as well and don't know that, but it's an autoimmune situation. So our goal often is to try to, I don't know how to word it, not to tame down or tone down the immune system, but to try to redirect it. So often there could be some genetic tendency. So I don't know if you guys have anybody in the family with significant autoimmune issues or any other family members with MS. Do you know? Okay. So now I start thinking about environmental. So meaning dairy, wheat, is he gluten intolerant? Because we know that gluten intolerances can trigger an MS issue. Those that have an inability to break down dairy have a huge link. Sometimes viral infections. So you see how it starts to move its way back to the immune system, quieting the immune system, gut health. So we would look at everything from looking at his diet, getting more good essential fatty acids, more good omegas, less rancid or animal type fats, maybe, recommending it tested for a gluten intolerance, really deal with the gut. Massive doses of specific strains of probiotic that speak to the immune system. And what I mean by that is to try to talk to the immune system in a calming way. The immune system is exacerbated. It's spiraled out of control. It's not a powerful immune system like many, unfortunately, medical practitioners perceive. It's a disordered immune system. It's a self-attacking. So you start 60% of your immune system at a minimum is tied directly to your gut wall. So we go to the gut. We use specific strains of probiotics. We try to tone the inflammatory response down, and we certainly then engage with dietary issues. 17 years old, he's an athlete. Often athletes are going to be more attuned to lifestyle and dietary issues. I don't know where your son is in that area. Often, a lot of times, teens don't want to hear anything about dietary changes. So that would be important.
Pretty average teenager, and like I said, extremely physically fit as a soccer player. You know, he's about 6 foot tall and 155 pounds.
Yeah, he's fit. Have they done a vitamin D level on him even?
I don't know that.
Yeah, see.
The doctor did recommend that he take vitamin D, so we've got him on like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D.
You get him up to 4,000 or 5,000, no problem. And in the interim, you get a vitamin D level. You can even go to our website. Go under the resource section, go to Walk-In Labs, and through us, you can go to any lab that's affiliated. You put in your zip code, your street address, it'll tell you what's the closest lab that's affiliated. Get a 25 OHD level, a vitamin D level. You got to at least start there. You got to know what that is. All right?
Great.
And then if you want, you call us off air, and we can give you more specifics. All righty?
Okay, fantastic.
God bless you, man. I pray for your son. That's terrible. 17 years old, this boy is just beginning to break into his life. That's a hideous scenario to be thinking about. And it's terrible.
And extremely rare for a young male.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's why I start really then, and you've got no family history. So now, boy, that really narrows down the scope. And now you got to start thinking triggers for him.
Yeah, my wife has an aunt that has MS, but that's as close as it gets.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not anything immediate.
Not an immediate bloodline, no. All right, Scott, thank you for your call. Give us a call on the off-air line.
Okay, Joe, God bless you too, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, you as well. Man, I tell you, boy, you just listen to what some of these folks are dealing with. It's pretty overwhelming at times, but he is a strong tower, a shelter. When you look up a meaning, it talks about protection from danger, distress, and calamity. God says that he is a shelter for us. He's saying directly to you that I, in your day of distress, I protect you from calamity. I am a stronghold that protects by the strength of the stronghold. He says, I am the stronghold. My strength protects you. A refuge implies that it's inaccessible to an enemy. God says, when you seek me as your shelter, as your refuge, you are inaccessible to the enemy. And then that high tower, it's a strong, round, raised with considerable elevation, several stories high. It implies as a citadel and as a fortress. In biblical days, they were as much as 60 feet high, 12 feet in thickness, and they served as a watchtower, a high tower. Your God is a high, strong tower, a refuge, and a shelter for your day of distress. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Live stream tomorrow morning at 9:15, and we're on live at 8 o'clock. Go to the website, AskJoeD.com.
You only want what's best for your family. You understand that you might only be able to save a few dollars by buying generic paper towels, but you stick to the brand names when it comes down to what's really important. Take omega-3 fish oil, for example. You can buy 500 soft gels for less than $20 at many big box stores, but you know that if you do, you'll be tasting fish all day, and you won't be getting close to the strength your body needs to see any real results. And how can you really be sure that the heavy metal toxins have been removed? Where's the bargain? The Essentials brand, omega-3 3-800 is molecularly distilled for purity, has a great lemon taste, and is ultra-concentrated so that you can take fewer soft gels and feel results. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist designed Omega-3-800s to be the premier fish oil supplement on the market today. Visit www.askjoedimatteo.com or call 877-275-7743 for more information on Omega-3-800s and why they're the smart choice for you and your family.